Blog Talk Radio.
And good day, good evening, wherever you are, beloved gods and goddesses. Thank you for being here for our Zora call. Today being May the 7th, 2023. And I don't know where you are energetically and where you are in your heart mind, but everything is moving very, very beautifully. So with that being said, let's go ahead and bring Zoraya in and let's get started with our call. All right. Hello, Zoraya.
Hello. How are you today?
We are very good. And yourself?
Very good. Very good.
Good. Good, I'm going to finish up
with the dragons.
Okay, but before we do
we've got a couple pages to go.
Okay, all right. We have a little bit of time today, so why don't you let us know where you are energetically today? How do you feel in regards to our energies for today?
Well, how do I feel in regards to my energy or your energies?
No, just to the energy for the world. Can you feel that?
Oh.
Or for yourself. And then, of course, that always affects the world for each one of us.
That's true. Anyway,
sure.
I feel good. I feel good. And energetically, I feel even better. Every day, there's more energy being poured onto the earth, and of course, I'm the recipient of that. So yeah, I do feel good. Overall.
Okay.
So.
So do you feel more? Remembering more, feeling more powerful, feeling more of the essence of who you are?
Yeah.
That was not a trick question, dear. All right. So when I asked you that question, feeling more of who you are, what does that mean for you? How would you interpret that?
More of who I am.
Yeah.
Well, I would say that when I was in Hollow Earth, living there, of course, me and my sister would always go on jaunts out in Mother Nature, and more of that memory is coming back. So I'm getting more of that, and when I go in and my father comes out and I'm flying on Pan, stuff was kind of blurred. Now it's getting more clearer, so I'm able to give a better description of land below us. As we fly.
Above us? Well, for you, below you. Because you're on the internal part of the...
Right. We're below you, but, you know...
Right.
Anyway.
Right. Well, that's very good. Well, perhaps maybe when you leave in a short while, when you return, you could tell us more about where you were and what you were doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and let you continue reading. I just wanted to just maybe also kind of plant a couple of thoughts for people, and that in regards to today and where we are presently in this realm. So many of us are kind of in and out of it in terms of energy wise. So, but the most important thing really is to be able to feel the present, the now, because that's really all we have ever had. Why our minds always dwelled on the past or the future. It removes you from really appreciating the now that we have. So my intention for our call is that everyone be present, and that once you leave here, that you continue to be in the present moment, loving the present, and doing what really moves you and brings you more joy in wherever, whatever circumstances you are. And the other thing I wanted also to maybe just put out there for others too, because we know how it's really been very, for many, frustrating and difficult, is to be able to embrace that. And once you can kind of really embrace it, part of the embracing and letting go, Sometimes people will cry. Sometimes you need to kind of, it's almost like it's all okay. So when you get to a point where you're at that point, it's transformative. So anyways, let's go ahead and go on with our wonderful show of this now moment with the Zora Call with Zora and Zoraya and all of us. So welcome everyone, and go ahead. Zoraya, thank you so much.
You can call us people, for that is what we are. We came with you from the same star. The center of the universe, the great central sun, is where our lives had begun. We came with you each and from the great star to help you become all that you are. We all came together, for this was the plan, to develop our talents and to expand and edit was given, to go out and become all that we could be, and of course, to have fun. Our lives are simple. Our families are strong. We stay together so nothing goes wrong. Our families are extended. Our children don't leave, giving us all the opportunities we hope to achieve. By staying together, this is the key to happiness unending and becoming all we can be. We were meant to unite and live as one, and together we all are. We're supposed to have fun. To evolve together in our individual ways, it was all supposed to be done through play. Not through hard work from dawn to dusk. This was never meant for us. Had you not lost your trust. Middle Earth is a beautiful place, filled with light, love, and grace, where we can wait and abide our time until humanity's consciousness climbs. And then we can open up the gates and unite at last into one great race of beings of Mother Earth, ready to rise as she gives birth and completes her ascension into a higher density. No more past, free at last. We dragons are shepherds and can guide your way and show you how to love and play so that you never lose your way as you go about your day. Love and play is the way to raise your consciousness without delay. Just love and play and you will see how easy your life will be. Just ask any dragon, and we will say, yes, it is all done through play. Our voices are sweet and melodious as, well, you have not heard since humanity fell. So call to us, for we will hear. Actually, we are very near. just a thought away, and we will come with no delay. Oh, set a place for us, and we will stay and remain with you throughout the day. Talk to us, we will respond in ways that will be profound. A language that has no sound. Only knowing that we are around, so much to ponder, so much to withhold. But before the time humanity fell, all secrets unfolding, magic revealed, like the skin of an orange being peeled. The drama is over. This is the last scene, and now we remove the stage of the end screen. For this, the very last act that closes the door on the past. In America, land of plenty, children go to bed with stomachs empty, while greedy people dance and dine and watch the economy decline. Not the way it was supposed to be when the Constitution set you free. Saint Germain himself appeared and echoed words that all could hear. And people came from distant lands to build new lives with just their hands. America, the land of the free, home of the Statue of Liberty, beckoning all to hear from across the sea. We dragons watched in dismay and listened as people prayed. New hope, new faith was in the air. And gone was all despair. In Middle Earth, we danced and sang, and then the council bells rang. Peter spoke and announced to all that this was indeed the end of the fall, and that our immortality was now a certainty. And that's the message from the dragons for you, surface dwellers, and hope you enjoy. Take yourself off mute, dear.
That was so beautiful, Jerea, and it was so appropriate for today. It's letting go of the past completely, because we don't need the past anymore. And in regards to all of the sadness and the sorrow and all of the past of everything else that has been negative and disheartening is now falling away. All right. This is a good intro for your dad now. So if you're finished, why don't we bring your father through before our guests appear? Like in about 45 minutes. He doesn't have a whole lot of time. And maybe we can also do a couple of questions for people if they wish. We'll see what the next 45 minutes will bring.
Okay.
Okay. Very good, dear. Thank you so much for that. Beautiful words of wisdom from the dragons. Thank you for bringing that up for today.
From the dragon folk. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm going to say one more. I'm going to say one more thing.
Oh, sure.
I bring my father through.
All right.
In Yellowstone Park, near Yellowstone Park, there's a cave, and in that cave, a dragon resides.
Really? Mm-hmm. Has anybody gone in there in that cave in Yellowstone Park?
No. No.
Wow.
When people get close to the cave, they get a foreboding not to go in. And of course, it's just a feeling that they really don't want to go in there. A dragon lives in there, and it's quite real.
Is there any way you can describe it a little bit? I mean, is this like one of the dragons from within, from Hollow Earth, actually, or from elsewhere?
No, it's from Hollow Earth. That cave, it also goes all the way down into a shuttle station as well.
A shuttle station?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, to go to Inner and Hollow Earth?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So how does when does that dragon come out?
It's very near the Caldera area.
Maybe people don't know where that. What is a caldera?
That's where the volcano that's slumbering right now.
Oh, all right. And that dragon has been. It's only been one. It's only one dragon.
Yep.
And what is his purpose over there?
Hmm. That's his
what
home.
What is the purpose? What? That is his home.
Yeah.
That's interesting. He's always been there. He's been there for, thousands of years?
Yep.
That's interesting also. Okay.
Oh,
all
yeah.
Right, Soraya. Wow,
okay,
cool.
So
all right.
So
let's go ahead and
bring my dad, Papa,
sure, yeah. Let's talk a little bit about that. All right. So when this happens, for all of you that are brand new, that are listening to our calls, so when Zaria leaves, she completely leaves her body, and then Zora comes in and utilizes her body. So there's a complete change in essences as well. So Zaria is gone, and Zora is actually utilizing her body, and Zora brings also his essence with him to take over Billy's body. So that's it's a total transition. Right. Okay. Very good. Hello, Zora.
Indeed, beloved goddesses and gods and all you surface dwellers.
Before you begin, Zora, I do have a question for you. So
I'm sure you do.
I have probably a few, as always. So when you and Zaria switch places, how was that agreed upon? And do you do that also with your other children? Or is this just for Zaria because she's here? Tell us a little bit more about how that happens.
Just for Zaria because she's here.
Oh, just for Zaria.
Mm-hmm.
This is just for Zaria, so you could come through her and bring forth the messages for the surface people, us.
Indeed.
Hmm. And how did you come about doing that, Zora?
Well,
we understand channeling here. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, please.
After Zaria was at the ranch up in Yelm, or nearby there, where Ramtha comes in and trans-channels.
Okay.
At that point was when I had entered into Zaria's home, and the agreement was made at that point.
When you appeared to her. I mean, did she already knew who she was, right? That she was not from here, correct?
Of course.
I mean, as she grew up, she knew more and more of who she was as a being that's not from here.
Of course.
Right. And did she always feel rather alone because she was the only person that was, you know, such a stranger to our world. That must have been very, very sad for her.
Yes, but of course she kept the sadness inside. She never did an outward expression of it.
She didn't realize how difficult it was going to be coming on the surface, did she?
No, neither one of them did. Neither her or her sister.
Well,
and of course, we could not divulge what they were going to go through to them. They had to experience it.
Wow. Well, that's kind of what happened to us in humanity as well. We didn't know that we were from different constellations and different star systems, et cetera, et cetera. And so our minds were wiped, but that was done by the evil ones purposely.
Correct.
So that they could
Correct.
Enslave us. But in your case, it wasn't so. So tell us again why you had to wipe their minds.
And to enable them to fit in on the surface population.
Oh, I see. All right.
If they would have come onto the earth, if they would have come onto the earth as toddlers with the minds, they had the expressions and all the abilities and things of that nature from Hollow Earth, they would have been set apart as weird people, strange people, and they would have not been able to blend into the population. So we had to wipe their mind. Well, they were about the size of toddlers. I won't say they were babies, but they were more like toddlers.
Okay. So throughout their life, I mean, so as far as their remembering, because we know that for Zareya, she really, her memories were very, very faded. And after coming to the surface from, they knew, it's just like babies when they're born. They're so, you know, like, oh, what a beautiful place. And they were more than, you know, they were already, you know, more awakened and enlightened beings because they didn't know the travesty of living here in 3D, right? Or 4D, whatever.
They were always in contact with Mother Nature. And so, and when they were together, of course, they were quite talkative to each other. Not outwardly, but you know, to each other, they were quite talkative. Telepathy. And so, when the separation came, where she was removed, then of course the strong, very strong connection was severed. So
she was really feeling alone then.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she was.
Very alone. So how did you soothe that for Zareya, and even for the twin sister? So most people that are probably listening don't know
the twin sister.
Zareya. So Billy had in Hollow Earth, Zareya, which is Billy's real name, had a twin sister in Hollow Earth. Now, that twin sister, her name is Zareya, not Zareya. So,
correct.
Yeah. There's like an I instead of an A. Zareya and Zareya. Okay. So tell us more about Zareya, perhaps. A little bit more about her and what she is presently doing. And are they still in communication? I really don't talk to Zareya much in regards to her sister. But maybe you could tell us, Zora, what that relationship was and it is, and how it is now.
Well, the connection between her and her sister was very strong when they were had been brought up on the surface, of course. And then when she was taken back home, that connection was somewhat severed. She could still communicate with her, but not very, conditions have to be just right for her to do that. And also, what she's doing now is she is a starship commander.
For whose fleet? Your fleet? Do you have a fleet, Zora?
No. Ashtar.
Oh, Ashtar's. Oh, she's part of Ashtar's fleet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Could you explain to people?
Well,
she's
it's actually my ship that she's commander of.
Oh. Oh. Oh, how wonderful.
Indeed.
Well, and so your ship is now part of Ashtar's fleet?
Mm-hmm.
And so let's another question.
Well, the Galactic Federation.
Fleet. Can I ask how many are there? And this will probably blow people away. Me too, because I don't even know myself.
Well, over 1,000.
Over 1,000 ships that are now
yes.
hovering over the planet?
They're in orbit around Earth.
Wow. Okay. So when we look in the sky, and now everybody, I want all of you to know that if you look in the sky at night and you see stars above, most of those stars that you see are not stars. They're actually ships. And so if one is to choose one of those so-called stars and you say, hi, and it's me down here, and you wave to them with your hand, and it doesn't matter, because it's at night, you know, most people aren't out anyways looking up at the stars, and you say, hi, can you play? And so they will start to move. Stars don't move. So if you do that and you just kind of sit there and just wait for them to do their thing, move up and down, sideways, and whatever, erratically as well, then you know that they are a ship. It doesn't matter where they're from, you know, what constellation, whatever, it doesn't make any difference.
Another
but
way you
there.
Can know that there are ships there is to go out moonless night on a tranquil lake.
Right, if you're by a lake. Mm-hmm.
Extremely calm, there's no wind, and the lake is very calm. Look into the lake. And you will see specks of light. Those specks of light are not stars. They are ships, because stars will not reflect in a lake, but ships do.
Okay, so why is that, Zora?
It's just the way it is.
So stars do not reflect upon the lake.
No.
It's only the
no.
ships. Okay, so
correct.
There's many of you that are close to big lakes or whatever. So check it out. Okay,
wouldn't have to even be a lake. It could be a pond.
A pond.
A tranquil pond. Water doesn't move.
Yeah. Okay.
At night, look into a lake or look into a pond, and you will also
see the
ships as well.
Right. Okay. So just a little bit more information in regards to Zoraya and Zoraya. So once, you know, the twin, her twin Zoraya, left Zoraya all alone, she didn't have very many friends, or did she?
No. Not many. Her friends were creatures of the wild.
Well, we don't have a whole lot of wild, especially if you live by the city, Zora.
Birds, squirrels, chipmunks.
Things
of that nature.
Yeah. Oh, she loves talking to the trees.
And the trees, of course. Trees are mainly what we're keeping her company.
Wow. And, of course, we don't have a whole lot of trees over here in Nevada. So.
No.
Sorry. But, anyways, how do you think Zoraya has been able to become more loved? How do you bring self-love into a being? Well, it doesn't make any difference whether you're human or you're from Hollow Earth or where else, and you live in a surface that you don't feel like you can relate to, and you know you're a complete outsider. You know, it isn't that you're from Asia or you're from Africa or you're a Native American or you're from South America or wherever else or even Australia, you know, with the different accents and stuff like that. That makes you feel different. But for Zoraya, she was totally not of this world. And I think part
not
of her transition.
Not of the surface world.
Yes. Yeah, so I think part of her transition to being more female and electing to become female, because that's what she felt more of, is to become a transgender. Was that part of it, so she felt like she could at least begin to feel more more loved? I mean, what was in her that, you know, that she felt that she could feel more loving towards herself and for others to feel that way towards her? Did she feel that if she transitioned that way into becoming a transgender, that would really help her feeling more whole as an individual?
Of course.
Because you don't have that in Hollow Earth. Of course, there's no prejudice. There's absolutely nothing but peace, joy, and harmony, which is what we're expecting and not expecting. But, yeah. All right. So for Zoraya, she continues to really feel alone, even as she is a transgender. So that's still really sad, Zora.
I know. But
yes.
She's coping with it.
Yeah. So how can we give her more love? How can we show her more love? Or send her more love so she can feel better and appreciated for who she is?
Well, there's been times if she would like, if she wanted to return sooner to Hollow Earth, but she realized that she also had a mission to fulfill, and therefore she resigned herself to that.
And where is she where is she on that path presently? Because I know she so longs to be there with her family.
Yes. After galactic disclosure is fully realized and announced, she will have her path back to Hollow Earth.
Easily.
Very easily, yes.
Okay. All right. So she'll hang in there because it's just about here. So let's talk more about disclosure. And will everyone just continue to send your love to Zaria, and as we thank her for all that she's done, being here on the surface and telling us everything all about you, Zora, as well, and you utilizing her body so that she can go home and relax. Is she remembering more and more, by the way, also?
Yes, of course she is.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, again, so as we're talking about disclosure, tell us more about what's so here, I'm going to give you a scenario of where we are from everything that we know regarding disclosure and the reevaluation and, you know, the removal of all the cabal, et cetera. So from our understanding, we know that things have already moved into place where our systems, there will be, the crash has already happened, or it's really going to happen by Wednesday. And we're going to have, you know, two to 10 days of darkness where the truths are going to be coming out on all of the TVs, et cetera, for people who are asleep to wake up. And also that the RV, and so we've got so many things playing almost all together. One is the RV, and as you said before, is that that would be the key trigger to everything after that. Is that correct? Is that number one question? So the RV first, and everything has moved forward to getting that done, looks like in the next few days. Would you concur with that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, once that happens, though, so this is kind of where a lot of us are kind of confused. Once that happens, we are, and most of us understand that once that happens, you know, we're going to go ahead and go through the redemption centers, et cetera. So we've gone through this a million times already, folks. So everybody should really pretty much be aware and be prepared. Now, after that, or in one of those, and so that happens, and then what happens after that? Is that disclosure then, or the rainbow wave, or what is going to happen right after that? And we're just kind of trying to see what comes into play that we're all looking forward to, because we're looking forward to, you know, people waking up. We're looking forward to the rainbow wave. We're looking forward to, you know, getting more enlightened. You know, we were looking for all the shifts. And I sent out a video to a lot of people in regards to a lot of shifts, actually, that are being seen over there, like in, what is that called when you have a bunch of them together, Zora, of ships that are flying through the skies, a Marauder?
A flotilla.
I'm sorry?
A flotilla.
When you have a bunch of them coming together and moving in succession in all kinds of, they look like ships. I mean, they're ships because they're way up in the sky, like an army of ships. I don't want to call it army, but anyway. A lot
they call it flotilla.
A flotilla. Hmm. Okay. Well, anyway. So, what are we going to see in regards to what happens after our RV?
That will hasten the galactic disclosure to come forth.
So that would be. That would be probably second in line is the disclosure of, and that is really happening as we speak, because there's so many more ships that are really, have kind of shown to people, you know, and people are just really kind of, oh, what is that? It doesn't look like a star, you know, but it's bigger than a star, and it's not moving. And then one day, and then it's in a different area. You know, it's just really interesting. But anyway, so that is becoming more and more evident to people is seeing more ships in the sky. So guys, just, you know, start looking and start asking up there, you know, and looking at a star or at a ship and just to look at one and talk with it. And it could be for just a minute, and then you'll see it playing with you. So anyway, so okay, so we're looking at disclosure. And again, The disclosure description is what, Zora? I mean, explain what the disclosure. Yeah, tell us about what happens in disclosure.
Well, you could be watching your favorite ball game or your favorite TV show, something of that nature, and the screen would go snowy or black out, and then an image would appear, would come on the screen of Sananda, and then Sananda would be giving the welcome speech for the Galactic Federation. And none of your, what you call media, will be able to block it out at all.
So it's not, yeah, so now we're expecting also the 2 to 10 days of darkness, where, again, talking about everything is blackened out. The only thing that people are going to be able to see on their TVs or phones or whatever is information regarding the lies that have, you know, enslaved people, our humanity. You know, the lies about COVID, the lies about the government, the lies politically, financially, etc., and the people that were involved. That is also happening. So is that going to happen before your disclosure? I have a feeling that is that's going to go next. And then removal of the present regime of Biden doesn't make any difference whether he's a clone or what, but that also is completely erased. So EBS, removal of the evil regimes around the planet would be at that same time. Or is that going to precede even the RV, getting rid of the governments that are evil and the ones that have enslaved humanity?
After you get your blessing, then will come the what you call the revealing of the dark.
Okay.
What you call the negative forces.
Okay.
Then comes the galactic disclosure, which will expose all of it.
Okay. And then at the same time of disclosure, is that also when that rainbow wave, or maybe we won't need the rainbow wave by then, especially if we see a bunch of ships coming down?
It will be a game changer for everyone on the planet.
Yeah. As they say, 2023 is a magical year to start everything off on the right path.
Mm-hmm.
And of course,
and
add into 2024 and beyond. And it is. All right. Okay. All right, so that's kind of the sequence of events that are to be coming up sooner rather than later, much, much sooner already for all of you that keep track of all of the RV news and political news as well. Now, we also, so since we're on this topic a little bit before I bring in our guest, is in regards to Trump, and that he will be coming in temporarily, to get back into place and getting things rolling in the right direction. And then, of course, we'll have a re-election. Is that correct?
Indeed.
Okay. Now, I will tell everyone as well that Mr. S., our teacher, has also mentioned similarly that the RV was going to precede all this other stuff as well. But the RV is the trigger And we all know also that Iraq already is doing their big part to be able to move things into place, along with all of the other many, at least the 209 countries that are now also prepared for the RV, or what we call the RVGCR, which is a global currency reset. And when all of this comes along with the RV is actually part of Nasara. So the debt jubilee will also be moving along in the same direction. So talking about the present, this is what is happening in the present. Isn't that correct, Sora?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So So we were talking about Zaria and Zariah. We'll send them lots of love every day, Zora, and continue to support Zaria however we can. Little love notes to Zaria, just saying, hey, thank you so much for being here. So she feels like she's supported by all of us, and we want her to know that all the time. That's why we have our calls, and we appreciate all of her work along with yours.
And of course,
also,
love gifts would also be appreciated.
Yeah, these are really temporary times, and a little bit will always help along the way. I know many of you aren't able to do that as well. So if you can, that would be great. It's been very helpful also so that we can continue doing the shows that we have. And talking about our shows, I know so many of you already have asked regarding the projects, Q's projects. So I will tell you that is foremost on his mind. I know that he's super busy also because he's also working hand in hand with the events that are presently occurring as well as Zora at all of the Galactic Federations. So again, behind the scenes, he's doing so much work. I know that Zora and the Galactic Federation are also doing their job to get things moving as quickly as they already are. So thank you, Zora, the Galactics, as well as Q. Please be patient. We have learned how to be patient for so many years already. We are at the end stage already. So just be grateful. Grateful for the present. Grateful for the near future that we're going to be that we're having. And so as regarding Q, that is still in place. Do not worry. When it's time, I know that we will be having another call with Q. We have a call with him next week anyways. So by then, everything should be in place to roll everything out. So please be patient. I will let everyone know. I want to thank everyone also who already have things in place in regards to their projects and what they want to do to help everyone in this entire world. I don't care whether it's people or whether it's the environment, whether it's the plants or the seas, et cetera. There's so much yet to have to help to put our Terra Crista back into who she was before all of this happened. So, and we have the force behind us. They are here with us. Right, Zora? Anyways, probably we'll talk with you. Oh, let me see. We have probably about 8 minutes, Zora. So before that ends, why don't we do a little bit, can we do a little healing, get a little healing also from you to lift everyone's frequency to where they could feel more loving, more neutral, and don't let anything get in your way of what your passion is to be able to create, because we are the creators. We are the gods and goddesses. So I'll let you take over for a short while here, Zora. Thank you.
Indeed. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We receive.
From the gods and goddesses of your being.
From the gods and goddesses of our beings.
We are completely healed.
We are completely healed.
And we know
and completely and we are completely healed in every way and energized to the highest possible frequency frequencies, and we absolutely know it. And in the, also, I'm going to add, we command our spirits to increase our life force energies now. And we know it. So I don't know about everyone else, but boy, I felt all of those beautiful energies. The more you do this, the more you will feel. And again, as Zora always said, please take time to go out into nature. Be one with nature. She's waiting and waiting. Talk to your guides. Talk to your angels. They will help you in every way besides Zora and Source. So be it. Oh, beautiful, Zora. I want to say thank you so much. Did you have any last words for people? So for everyone, Zora, I know you do.
No, just been having answer a couple questions maybe.
All right, let's see what we got here. Okay. Oh, we do have a couple people here. All right, so the first question is coming from 404 ending in 6328. 6328, hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
We can.
This is Viv.
Yes.
Namaste to everyone, and thank you all. Thank you, Zora. Thank you so much, Zora. We'll never be able to thank you enough through eternity for helping us get through this. The only question I have is just the weather. Thank you for those questions you gave, Jane. Excellent. Thank you, darling. The weather. When will the weather level off, Zora?
That's a good question.
To the 70s. It's been a roller coaster. Yeah.
You've been up and down.
Yes.
In temperature.
Yes. Yep. Yes. Around the world, Zora. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, I know.
And what's causing it?
Terra Crista is morphing right now.
Okay. Oh, just as we are.
Okay.
Good question. Thank you, Viv. All right. Thank
so,
you. And thank you.
Will it level off this year? Will it level off this year, Zora, do you think? Do you have any idea?
I would say yes.
Okay. All right. We'll let her work. Thank you so much,
Zora.
Love you.
Okay.
Yes,
thank
Zora,
you.
My love.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you, everybody.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, everybody. Regarding... let me see. I was going to tag on to what Viv said in regards to the weather. But again, know also that Terra Crista, as well as our solar system, is moving as well. Where are we at in the galaxy now, Zora? Our solar system?
You're moving inward. The whole entire star system,
Milky Way?
Your solar system.
Is
moving inward towards the inner waves of the Milky Way galaxy. So it's no longer on the edge as it was once before. It's moving inward.
And so once we get to the center of our galaxy, of our humongous Milky Way, is the Milky Way also moving towards the center of the universe as we speak also at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Of course.
So it's going to be our Milky Way that eventually will reach into the center of the universe, eventually.
Correct.
That's going to be eons of time yet.
Of course.
Correct? Of course.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about the photon belt. So where's the photon belt in all of this movement?
Uh, is ahead in your journey.
All right. Well, I won't even ask. I think I have. I don't think it's time for us to really kind of know, but it's ahead of us. It's going to be after all this other stuff that we're expecting, right? All right. So let me go ahead and this is another question, and then we'll go ahead and bring our guests in. Okay. So 450 ending in 4348. You are our next and last person for a question for Zora. Hello, 4348.
Hello, it's Diane in Canada.
Yeah, we know. Hi. How are you, Diane?
Well, I'm feeling much more better now. Last week was very hard for my body and my mind, but now I'm feeling so better. And I want to thank you again, Zara and Zaria and Jane, for all the calls. It's helped me so much. It's helped others. It's wonderful. I have a short question, Zora. It's about the coronation that happened in UK yesterday of King Charles. Was there a hologram and or computer-generated images that was used in this process yesterday?
So what is the question, Diane?
If it was hologram or in computer-generated images that was used
Oh, you want to know if it was real, if it was live, or whether it was just a hologram that they put together for everyone to see as fake news. Yeah, so it was that coronation in the UK. Was that true, or was that just a hologram, Zora? That was a coronation of who?
King Charles.
Oh, King Charles?
Replacing Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. 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 Okay. So,
I thought that it's impossible that it's 100%, you know, hologram and CGI, but probably both, you know. That's what I want to know.
So was that an actual event, Zora, that just happened? See, not a lot of us are really listening to a lot of the news out there because you can't trust the news. First of all, especially if it's coming from the mass media. They're always the ones that are putting up, you know, erroneous pictures and information.
Inner feelings. Go into your inner feelings, your inner knowingness, and you will have your answer.
Aha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, man. Interesting. Well, I guess he doesn't want us to know because he has to let the information out as it should. So, because that's why sometimes Zora will not tell us until until we actually see it, realize
it
from this reality.
I understand.
We get
Thank
it.
You.
Yeah, until after the fact. It was like with, you know, what's that guy's name? Robin Williams, remember? His death, and it wasn't a death. He didn't die until afterwards, after all of that was out in the news. Then finally Zora said he did not die from suicide. Actually, he was assassinated, right, Zora?
Indeed.
Yeah, he wasn't, yeah. And I think that's still up in the air also in terms of the real news. So not everything you hear is real. So Zora will let us know, but we're going to know it first, hopefully. And then if not, then we'll ask Zora after the fact, after everything comes out in the open regarding it. And then we'll ask Zora again. So Thank you so much for that, Diane. And yeah. I think we have, yeah. So it was wonderful talking with you. We send you our love. Send her some love, Ruth, sweetie, dear.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive from the goddess of my being the beautiful love from Zora and sending back to people too.
There you go. Got it? I think you got it.
Yeah.
See, everybody's so much more sensitive than probably even a year ago. Very good, Diane. All right, I'm going to let you go. And let's go ahead and bring in our...
It's time for your guests.
Yes, it's time for our guests now. So let's go ahead. And first of all, let's go ahead and bring in Michael. And here we go. Let's do this. Our call is only 2 hours going forward, everyone. So after this call with Michael and Matt, we will be finished for the day. All right, let's go ahead and call up Michael first.
Hello.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, how you doing?
We missed you.
I'm doing absolutely fantastic.
Oh, we're so happy to hear that. Let me go ahead and bring in Matt, because I know he's also excited being on this call with you. Okay, let's go ahead and get Matt in here. All right. And just for everybody's information, you know, both Michael and Matt are on the Eastern time. So it kind of works for the two of them. So here we go. All right, Matt, we're going to come and get you now. All right. This is a really great time for you, Michael, to be here because there's so much happening financially in the world. It's very... you know, it's confusing. I guess it's probably a good term to mention here.
No, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll definitely be clearing that up as well.
Hello, Matt speaking.
Hey, Matt, how are you? It's welcome to the Blog Talk Show with all of us that are here listening and all the hundreds of people that will be listening to this call afterwards. And
yes,
anyway,
great to be on the call again.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, so we have Michael here and we have Matt here. And so I want to go ahead and get started a little bit. So I'm going to go ahead and talk about Michael. And then Matt, you know, you can kind of, and I'll let Michael just say why you're here working with, why you're here working with Michael, and then we'll go get on the road here for our call with both of you. Also, I'll please allow a little bit of time as well for a little Q&A, because I know that there are people there that have, you know, some questions as well for the two of you. All right? So,
right.
Now,
mm-hmm.
Yes, so thank you, Matt, and thank you, Michael, for being here. Now, I know we have some people also that are new to this call. So for all of you, let's go ahead and get started with Michael. Michael Andrews is a most fantastic individual who is now on our planet to be able to help the world, humanity, in regards to becoming more prosperous and feeling more abundant. Part of the reality in which we live in is that's predominantly where we are presently. We're not on a trader system basis yet. We're still working with what we have, and that has to do with currencies, has to do with crypto. It has to do with how can we bring more in to us, into our lives, and to those others that we know so that we can help them as well become more independent in regards to finances as well as bringing in more abundance to our lives. So Michael Andrews is a master trader. He teaches beautifully. He helps people to learn how to be able to work with what they have and transfer that over to what he understands that will be very, very helpful, not just to the world, but for those that partake. So he's a master trader. He's been in this world of finance for many years, since he was a child. I don't know, Michael, whether or not you have 2 minutes in regards to say to talk about how you got involved with your dad as a printer and moving forward to becoming the marvelous, wonderful, very, very knowledgeable about the finances, whether it's Forex, whether it's crypto, or whether just general finance. Can you just give us a short synopsis of you so that others that don't know you have a good flavor of who you are? And then I'm going to ask Matt to do the same thing. So go ahead, if you will, Michael, since there are people here that will be listening for the first time.
Thank you so much for that awesome introduction, Jane and Billy. And I really appreciate this platform for just the desire to help people. We always talk about just having unquenchable thirst to help people. You know, we just desire to help people. And really, I think that's what magnetized each other to work together on different projects like we're doing now. But you did want me to kind of go over my background. I did grow up as a printer's son. And really early in that game, I tell you, I was just watching, and it just, you got to imagine, I'm probably about 4 or 5 years old at this time, and I'm just looking at my father, my mother printing these different things, and the first thing that came out of my mouth after looking at this was, I don't understand why we're working when we could just print money. I was like, I don't understand this, but I didn't understand how legal that was at the time, but still in my mind, it was already built around like, wow. You know, we have the power to replicate anything we wanted. And it took me probably into my 20s when I started to realize that the printing company was going to go out of existence, where I started realizing that, you know, whatever I got into had to have some very strong things supporting it, because I didn't want to have to deal with the impact of having to shut down a company. Because when my father passed away, I had to be the one that was involved with that process. And, you know, it really, really hurt. So as that was happening, you know, sometimes your pain becomes your glory. And, you know, as that was happening, I started to go into things that was going to not just change my life, but change really thousands and soon millions of people's lives. So what I mean by that is, you know, at that moment, I started looking at things where it would be economy proof. I was looking at things that could be recession proof. I was looking at things that could be election proof. And that was in my 20s at the time. And I was like, look, I've got to figure out what I can get involved with that no matter what's going on around me, I won't have to feel this again. And I know a lot of you on this call can relate to that, the ups and downs with our economy, different things that are going on right now. Definitely going to go into that. But that was really the beginning of the true move of me really being able to recognize what was strong. So, of course, from there, I got into real estate, unbeknown that I was going into that 2008 and 9. I started probably right around 2006, so things were still good. But then we went into, okay, real estate isn't too strong either during certain times. And then finally, I ran into my mentors that were in the stock market at first. And then the Forex market, once a gentleman told me that, look, you do understand that the biggest market is the Forex market. And that's when currency became relevant to me, because today, you know, we're talking about a $7 to $8 trillion space. And so this is something that I spent the majority of my time just focusing on what is hot right now and how to really deal with this market. So that was really my background. It was just, you know, like everyone, you know, you got to be adaptive to the market. You have to be able to reinvent yourself in certain times. And I've just landed into something that the reinventing yourself is very small. You just got to be able to stay in front of what's going on around you. And that's really the premise of this call. So what I'm going to do now, I'm just going to discuss a little bit of some updates, and then I'm going to start really piecing through the call and then bring it all together. The first thing, one of the projects that we brought from...
Michael?
Sure.
Before we do that, I was going to ask Matt if he could just give a brief history also of who he is and your connection, and then we can go forward. We do have time.
Yeah, actually, just to let you know, he's going to be coming in. I'm going to just go over just a little bit, but he's going to be kind of weaving in. Yeah, he's going to be weaving in the conversation.
Cool.
So he's going to introduce himself kind of at that moment once we weave in.
I just kind of want to make sure
that we get to things so we have time, you know, at the end for some questions and everything.
All yours.
And so just a really brief, quick update before Matt comes on, because Matt is going to be talking about the WCL project, and so we just wanted to kind of keep things organized because of that. But I'm going to start with Daisy, because Daisy is one where it was before Matt came in. So I just want to touch in on that particular project, giving everybody a little bit of an update on how things are going for ones that got into that project and where we are today. So, of course, we know we started in that project dealing with digital currency, cryptocurrency, I should say. And, you know, of course, the market was very tumultuous, and we'll talk about why that is. But then we went into Forex, because Forex is not predictable. We're not in a predictable market, but we went into that side of things because we were getting a lot more success. So up to date with that, if you came in the very beginning, you would be up right now about 521.65% if you came in early. So that return is phenomenal. I mean, phenomenal return, especially when you're dealing with something where your trading is being done in your behalf, where you're not having to do any trading. And that's what that project was really all about. Of course, every project that we're going to talk about is long-term. It's not short-term, it's long-term, because the highest income, return on income, that's out there today is longer term, right? So depending on when you came in, depends on the amount of percentage that you would have got a return on that. So if anybody has any questions on that, of course, I'll be giving information out so that you can reach out to me on that particular project as well. So if you have anything that concerns Daisy, definitely I'll be giving information out so that you can get back on target with that. We have multiple telegrams that will keep you on top of all the latest things going on with that project. That project is very continuous. It's going to be around for decades. They're doing a very good job with just how that's being ran and the direction that they're going in, which is definitely going towards where things are moving to, which is important. So at this time, what I'm going to do, I'm going to bring Matt on. He can do an introduction, and he's going to be talking about our WCL project. Yeah, a lot of updates there, but I'm going to go ahead and let him take over, and he can do introduction and updates on that. So, Matt, I'm going to go ahead and let you come in and introduce yourself, your background, and then go from there, okay?
Okay, great, Michael. Thank you. Thank you, Jane. Thank you, Soraya and Zora. A little background on myself. I'm originally from California. I grew up on a farm there, and presently I'm in Virginia, Richmond, Virginia. And I was my very, very close friend Gloria and I were discovered the Zora Show back in 2016. So we've been we've been involved with the show and listening to Zora for a good number of years, and it's been very life-changing hearing all the information. So I kind of say all that just to say that, I'm coming into this space as someone that's a member of this panel and as one of all of you. And it was
thank you, Matt.
thank you. And it was during, I guess, 2021 that, you know, Michael has been on, you know, was on the call, you know, talking about Daisy, and then he was introducing WCL, and we kept hearing about the calls and what was happening. So that it was in September of 2021 that I became, we all became involved with Michael, starting with WCL. And with Michael, I just immediately had a bond with him as a, you know, sort of a kindred spirit of being able to, you know, appreciate what he does and also appreciate the ability to kind of work together and help people in the process. So, you know, more my background, I have a little bit of, I have real estate background from the family, obviously agricultural background. And, you know, as I got involved with this project, really started without having hardly any knowledge of the cryptocurrency space and what's happening. And and that is basically to say that, you know, anybody can get involved in this industry, in this space, without necessarily having to know a lot to get started. And I think that's what Michael does so well is as a teacher. Is able to definitely help people and guide people. So that's just a little background on myself. And what I'm going to talk about here is an update with WCL, as many of us are involved with WCL. And these are some, there's been some major updates. We're not going to go over everything because it would take a lot of time and hours to do so, but just the basics of what's going on. The first update is that IMC had just recently had a name change to Evony. So the IMC tokens is called Evony. That's E-V-A-N-Y. And the reason that they did that is that there were other projects, even from the beginning, I guess, that were also had that same name, IMC. So they wanted to separate ourselves from these other, you know, the other projects with the same name. And the also the everything that we have that everyone has with IMC has been converted to Evony. That includes even the people that got involved with the final coin or the final nodes. All of that has been converted to Evony so that everything is under one umbrella. So you don't have to do anything. The conversions were done for everyone on their behalf. And there's further instructions that are, or updates, everyone can go to the website, which some people already know this website, but it's wclonthego.info, you know, wclonthego.info. And if they click on that, there's actually a section in there where it shows meetings. And it has recordings of those meetings. So the very the most three recordings, the most recent ones in there, actually the CEO of WCL goes over a lot of these updates and changes in there. So we encourage everybody to that wants to get further detail to actually go to that website and listen to those recordings. The Evony, actually, when Evony came out, it already is live on the on an exchange. It's on the L Bank exchange, and it did it did. I believe it started at 20 cents, but it did go up to 70 cents on the very when it first started. And for everybody to get current pricing info. They would actually go to the website lbank.info, L, just the way it sounds, lbank.info, and they can actually track the price, the current price of Evony. Also, there are the videos that are being done for those people that are interested in withdrawing of funds, if that's what they're looking to do. We always encourage everyone, as Michael it goes over in all his trainings, to actually be a long-term, you know, long-term holder and to treat every one of our investments as a long-term perspective, because there's more more financial gain with holding it long-term. But the videos Actually, the corporate trainer, his name is Benjamin Funch, and he actually does a live Zoom call on Sundays. The timing is not necessarily the best because it's at 1 o'clock on Sunday. So for those of us that's obviously going to conflict for many of us with this call, which is the most important call. But however, he does make, or is in the process of making videos, a set of videos, and he's an excellent trainer, and he explains things in great detail, but he's actually creating videos that will go over the withdrawal process, all the details, and those videos will be posted on that website, WCLonthego.info, very shortly. So that's kind of the update,
Matt?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, Matt. I do have a question going back about people who want to be able to withdraw some funds. And I understand that this is really, people need to look at it in terms of a long-term investment. But again, you had mentioned the guy's name. So if somebody wanted to be able to withdraw funds, what are the steps to be able to do that? Where does one go?
Yeah, so that's exactly what he's currently putting together, the videos that go over the details of that withdrawal process. So he's actually working on them now. So they'll be all of those videos will very shortly be in the back office, but you can just go to it directly with WCLonthego.info, that website. We'll take you right into that section where you'll be able to find those videos. And it'll explain the process.
I want to jump in
sure.
Just on this part, just to be very acute on this part. And like I said, Matt, you did a fantastic job. I just want to make sure it's real tight with what you're saying there, because we do get a lot of individuals looking to maybe wanting to actually do some liquidation or withdrawing, right? And so at this time, you know, of course, you're going to, in the videos here, exactly what Francis, our CEO, has to say about that and about that process. So that's going to be in detail. But what he was saying is what we want to do is definitely go to WCLonthego.info. Now, when you click the menu, it's kind of like a sandwich, they call it, like three lines. When you click that on the WCLonthego.info, at that point is when you're going to drop down to where it says more. And where it says more, that's where the recordings are. And, again, you want to just make sure you're listening to the latest, the most recent, which was yesterday. You want to listen to the most latest three recordings. And that's going to give you a breakdown of everything that's been happening over, you know, the latest update. So that's imperative. Please make sure you do that. A lot of the questions that people are wondering is going to happen right there, including what Matt just said about Ben Funch. He's the individual who has done all of our recordings. And those recordings are found, and this is another site that you want to take down, WCLacademy.com. So WCLacademy.com, and that's where the recordings end up along with WCLonthego.info. So these are two areas, if you're in with us, that you definitely want to go there to get further information. We are not financial advisors, so sometimes people come to me direct when it comes to liquidation. I can't tell you how to liquidate. I cannot tell you what places to liquidate. What we do is we give you references of where you can go, because we do not want to infringe upon being financial advisors or telling you what to do with your funds. At the end of the day, you have to make a decision. We always encourage long-term, because that's the biggest wealth that's been created. But these are the sources that you would go to get that first part. You know, anything from, you know, L Bank to reverting those funds to like a Cash App or some type of other group where you can actually start to liquidate your funds. Those will be the procedures. And this is all easily found on YouTube on how to liquidate through exchanges. Always pick the one that has the most views so that you can protect yourself. Don't go into any links inside of those YouTubes, because that will not be good. But you just want to follow some of the instructions so that you know how to go through the process of withdrawal from your back office to now liquidating into some of these other channels, okay? Is that pretty clear?
Michael, so you mentioned WCLacademy.info, and then for more information.
No, so WCLacademy.com.
Okay, and that is for what? And that is for what again?
And that's for
more information?
Videos. So, yeah, those are
for
videos.
The video.
So Ben Punch does videos, and you can,
okay.
A lot of times we'll exactly hear it from what Matt just said going into our recordings. But also the videos that he's talking about will go also into WCL Academy, which have the breakdowns of withdrawing and all of that other stuff. So he goes over withdrawing, but you still are going to have to take the next step of moving the funds from that to wherever you wanted to go. So if you wanted to go to your bank account, if you wanted to go to an exchange, you have the ability to do so.
Okay. So and so if for people that are really wanting to do that, and you had already mentioned that you're not financial advisors. So for those people that want to be able to do that, I would recommend that you find yourself a good financial advisor. You could find one, you know, through your main banks as well. They have all kinds of wealth management advisors
there. Well, for this process, I want to kind of break in. For this process of liquidation, you wouldn't want to do that because they're not going to help
you
with crypto. Financial advisors will only help you with stocks, bonds, mutual funds, CDs, and different things like that. They're not going to go into how to actually do breakdown of transactions. Yes. So that's why I alluded to YouTube, because YouTube is a great source for actually going to exchanges. Like, for instance, LBank. If you go online and you go through how to start an account with LBank, how to convert funds within LBank, how to move money out of LBank. All of that comes up on YouTube so that you can do it yourself, because these types of projects will not be something that your financial advisor will ever be involved with. Why? Because they don't deal with any of this. The only ones right now that deal just with Bitcoin, for instance, is Fidelity.
Yeah.
Fidelity deals with Bitcoin, but that is it. They are not going to go into any other of these projects. This is something that you as an individual have to get involved. For instance, Bitcoin, when it first got started, there's not a financial advisor on the planet that would have got you into Bitcoin. Okay? And the reason why is because that is not one of their projects that they are allowed to put their clients into. Again, I'm going to stress the word allowed. They're only allowed to put people into stocks, bonds, and mutual funds and different things like that. Because
that's
the only, if you're licensed, well, what happened? No, it's not going to change. If you're licensed in the United States, the only things that you can get people involved with are things that are sanctioned by the United States, okay? And so when you're dealing with crypto, it's not something that the government can be involved with or central banks can be involved with. They cannot touch this because it's not tender of the United States. Now, they're doing their thing to tax it, but at the end of the day, it's considered foreign currency when it comes to that. It's still stored value, still very legal, of course, because they're taxing you right now. If it wasn't legal, they couldn't tax you, right? But at the same time, that's what one of the things that we always stress, that financial advisors, different individuals, I don't care who you call, they're going to advise you a lot of times against it. Why? Because it's not something that they can sell you. They can't sell you that, okay?
Well, do you think that Fidelity eventually might be moving into this area as well? Besides
They'll be moving into certain things, but they're going to be very conservative when they're doing it. So, of course, Bitcoin, because of being known, of course, they're going to push that one because it's more known.
Okay.
So any type of financial advisor, they're going to be putting you into things that have been out, already proven, and already things that people have seen and they feel comfortable with. Outside of that, these nuances, these new projects, a lot of times they're not going to do it because it's not old enough and it hasn't matured enough.
Okay.
And the issue with that is by the time it gets to that point, you've already missed the biggest move of money, right? So by the time people started talking about Bitcoin, which was about maybe 2 or 3 years ago in some of these large retirement funds, Bitcoin was already over $20,000 at that time. You got what I'm saying? So you've already missed coming in at the 0.008 or even below, which would have been a much better time for you to come in at, right? So, yeah, so that's just some of the things there. I just want to make sure people are aware, you know, on the call of some of those things, because it's important to know. And that just kind of brings me to the next things. And, of course, like I said, this is recorded. Get back in the recording so you know where to go, so you know how to withdraw. And, of course, the YouTubes and things like that. With whatever exchange you choose, you know, there's many exchanges out there. I just always tell people, make sure you use a reputable exchange. L-Bank is a very reputable exchange because it has over 5 million individuals part of that. So you just want to make sure that you are connected to one that's real.
Okay.
So the next thing I want to go over now is just digging into some of the stuff that we were just talking about, some of the things that Jane was bringing up. You know, and this is some of the things that I want y'all to really make sure you understand. Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, all these other currencies, these projects that we're talking about, why are they so important right now? Well, from my past conversations, it was three things that I discussed. I'm going to discuss that real quick just to make sure everybody's aware of why. Why get into crypto? Why are we doing this? Why are we getting into these different projects? Why are we moving away from fiat, right? But the reason why is because we're looking for something that's self-banked. We're looking for the ability to move money around without having to deal with governments, without having to deal with, you know, central banks. Very important to have options today. And we'll talk about why in just a second. But 70% of the credit card transactions we know right now are fraudulent. Lower transaction fees is the reason why I got started in 2009. Now, there's other people that have other reasons, maybe stored value, maybe a reason as well. But for me, those were the top three, right? So outside of that, you know, why being self-banked is so important? Well, we just saw Silicon Valley that was holding about $209 billion, and that bank was in California, just failed, right? We just saw First Republic make an announcement, $229 billion. They're in California, just failed. Washington Mutual, $386 billion, failed, right? So what we're basically saying is that options are very important today. So over 90 banks in the billion-dollar range since 1970 have failed, right? So with that in mind, what are you doing right now with your funds? We're right now, and I'm going to actually read you this definition real quick, but it's important to know this. This is something that, you know, Jane was talking about earlier about what's going on in our marketplace right now. What is going on right now? And we need to be aware of some of this terminology, and one of it is de-dollarization, de-dollarization. And what that refers to is countries reducing their reliance on the U.S. dollar as a reserve currency, right? That's what we're dealing with right now. This is scary, and I want you to understand, get this terminology, look it up. You know, you want to make sure you understand what this terminology means, because if countries right now are shifting, Russian being one of them, because of what just happened with the war, they were depending on the dollar, and then, of course, we froze that, right? So when they were trying to do something, not saying that that's what we're looking for them to be able to do what they're doing, I guess you're great. We're not looking at that, but it sent a signal to the rest of the world about, wait a minute, so you can use this against us? We can't use money freely? So they are shifting to now no longer focus as much on the dollar, like going towards more of gold back or gold to actually be folk backing. So
of course,
this is huge. This is really big information we got to really understand. So the medium of exchange or as a unit of an account no longer is that way with the U.S. dollar soon. a lot of countries are starting to say, well, wait a minute, we can't have someone controlling our entire country. We can't have the United States controlling what our country does. We can't have that. So at the end of the day, with that being said, along with another big thing, June 1st, again, the United States going bankrupt, what does that really mean for us? Well, what that means is people are now going to be looking for other avenues to put their money in. So thus, that's why we've been talking on this call since 2021, putting your funds, storing your funds long-term into places where you don't have to worry about the problems that are coming up right now. So two more things I want to talk about as well as we get going, because this is instrumental. I'm going to be inviting all of you on this call to our Tuesday call. So you definitely want to get the information I'm going to give at the end. But we're going to be having a Tuesday call that is going to reference a lot more information. I can't go over all the information on that call. I will on Tuesday. It's going to be at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But we're going to start talking about some of these definitions, but not just from a standpoint of conversation like we're having now, but also visual, you know, so you can physically see exactly what we're talking about. One of the most important aspects in the crypto space is understanding halving, right? Well, what is halving? Well, halving actually reduces the rate of new coins created, thus lowering the availability of the amount of the new supply. When that happens, value goes up. So some people are like, well, wait a minute. You know, the last – every 4 years within Bitcoin, for instance, it explodes. Price goes up so high that it just throws people off. Give you an example of what I mean. The first halving that Bitcoin had, it went up to 1,100. The second halving that it did, 2017, went to 20,000 almost. The third halving, which happened – right around May 11, 2020, at the end of that year, because normally November and December is when things get really big, but it went all the way into 2021, we saw Bitcoin get to 69,000. So the things that we're really talking to people about really getting involved has that mechanism of having. Now, one of the added bonuses of the projects that we have also has burning. So what is burning? Well, burning refers to deflationary process that permanently removes cryptocurrency tokens from circulation. So why is that important? Well, if you look at the U.S. dollar, we already know that the U.S. dollar is in trouble. I mean, tremendously in trouble. Give me 1 second here. And the reason why it's in trouble is because the U.S. dollar does not have anything backing it at all. And because it's not backed, it's consistently going down. So if you look at from 1970 to where it is right now, the U.S. dollar it's been in trouble, right? It's been in trouble. So yep. These two mechanisms of having and burning increases market value, okay? It increases market value. So if you look at a project that I'm going to talk about now, which is our commodity-backed projects, we've been involved with this since last November, and the reason why we've taken some time is because me and my business partners like Matt have really been perfecting the projects and the different ones that people can get involved with. To give you an example, you know, our recent project, BEV, in 3 months went from 30 cents, really under 30 cents, all the way to $1.22 on the first halving mark. And the reason why that's so impressive is because it took Bitcoin 3 years to get to a dollar. It took us 3 months to get to $1.22, right? Well, the reason why is because, one, it's backed by commodities. In this case, it's backed by beverages, right? And because it's backed by that, the token has value behind it. So what do we really mean by that? Well, what we're talking about is cryptocurrency ecosystem that's supported by commodities. That's very different than a U.S. dollar that is supported by nothing, absolutely nothing. And so the reason why we're not having the volatility as well is because it's got commodities backing it. So, for instance, last year, the company made over $200 million. They were thinking they were going to do $100 million. But they ended up hitting $200 million and they ended up breaking over 1,000 millionaires in a time period where all currency was going down. So people are like, wait a minute, last year cryptocurrency was going down, wasn't it? Yes, it was. But because ours was backed by commodities, because it's limited, because it's halving, and because it's burning, the value actually was going up last year. So one of our projects went from literally 0.01 all the way to $200 in 12 months, right? So these are impressive numbers, we're thinking. But now we have a project called Drip that just came on board not too long ago. And it literally, in a couple of days, did 1,700% return. So that's like a person taking $100 in just a day or two, getting up to $1,800. And the reason why is because these projects are backed by resources. That project was backed by water. And we already know in many, many areas they're having a water problem. So what we're doing as a group, we're actually looking at where the problems are in our society, making sure that it's eco-friendly, and creating solutions that if a person is looking for a proper return or they're trying to get around what's happening right now with our economy, with the recession, with the elections that are going on, how can we get around all of this? Well, we have to make sure that the projects that we have, one, are limited, not unlimited like the U.S. dollar. We need to make sure it's backed by something like a commodity. And then from there, we're in a situation that we can feel very confident that we're going to get the results that we're looking for. So let's talk a little bit more about the projects, right? So the main thing about us is that we have satellite technology that allows us to be able to locate these commodities. That's what makes us different. It's not about having gold projects or having oil projects or having aluminum projects. That's not what we're talking about. We're actually talking about having the technology that finds it for companies, right? That's what we're talking about here. So anytime that we're finding something, now we have something where these tokens are actually backed by a specific commodity, and this is huge. So instead of having a deal with putting your funds into stocks, bonds, or mutual funds, we already saw what happened with that. We got a wipeout of $1.6 trillion. You know, we saw what happened there. So people are not feeling super comfortable about it. You know, they're not feeling great about that, right? Over the last 10 years, if you even look at the S&P, that's what I trade. You know, you're talking about 197% return. If you look at gold, 39% return. But if you look at the crypto space, we're talking about almost an 8 million percent return in the last 10 years. So it's imperative for us to understand that when you're looking at something like this satellite that we have, you know, you're looking at companies like, and I'm going to give you a company here that we just work with, Western Oil, right? Western Oil was actually doing a field project in Nevada. And inside of that field project, the oil was dry in that area. Well, with pinpoint accuracy, we were able to come in and locate more oil. Well, what do we mean by that? Well, we recovered 5,000 barrels of oil per day and over 20 million per well. So what that did was that reduced exploration costs. It reduced the impact to our economy. It was less waste. And that's what we're really offering with inside this project, is better ways, being able to find water in areas where they need water, being able to do grow and grow certain things and attach it to tokenomics. That is something that will alleviate the issues that we're having right now, because the only problem we're having right now is that we're not on a greenback system. Our dollars are not backed by anything, and that's where the problem really started. So all we have to do to fix that is personally taking our time to find projects that are the opposite of that, so that when we're looking for returns, we get it. And that's really what we have right now. So these are some of the things that we'll be talking about in more detail. We just wanted to give an overview on this call, but just think about it. You know, how much money would it be required to put money into an oil project today? How much money would you need to put into a gold project today? How much money with aluminum being so needed for energy efficiency. How much debt would you have to put in on that? I mean, a lot. So getting into projects like we have entries at $150 now that just came around. That's why we were waiting, because we understood that people may not have thousands of dollars. Some people do, but now we have entries at $150. We call them micro nodes, right? So real quick, what is a node? Because some people are new on this call. And I'm going to just read it verbatim, and then I'm going to explain it. But in the text context of blockchain, a node is one of the computers that run on the blockchain software to validate transactions and history on the network. So what that really just means is that, just let's say we have a printing press. Well, on the printing press for, you know, Federal Reserve, they're going to be verifying that what comes off that press is valid, that it's real. It's not counterfeit, right? So on the same side of technology, the same thing, when you're validating a transaction, it has to go through the blockchain, and then it has to validate that that transaction, let's say I'm sending a transaction and I'm sending money to Matt, it's going to verify that that transaction is legit. And then because we have what we call the license for that, because what you're purchasing is licensed software, you're able to create income off of each one of those transactions. So just imagine I'm sending money to Matt, but you're getting paid for it. So in essence, you become like a credit card company that is creating income every day for 10 years, really almost 11 years, is 4,000 days, that you're actually creating money every single day that you can hold or that you can actually sell right away. So some of our projects that we have, you know, you're not able to liquidate, but just certain percentages. But this project that we're talking about now, you can liquidate anytime you want. Would I suggest that? No, because it is long-term. You create more income, but you do have the ability to do it when you want to, and that's something that a lot of people feel really excited about. So that's some of the things that we have right now. You know, when you start really looking at the market, when you start looking at, okay, how's everything going and where are things going, this is some of the things that we have to offer that can help you. So if you have a 401k, for instance, instead of continuing to take losses, you can take your 401k, put it into these projects, diversify, and be able to create massive returns. You know, some of the returns, people ask me, well, what kind of returns specifically? Well, if you look at our BEV license, the BEV license started at 30 cents, four times the amount. Our DRIP license, very impactful because it's not as much. It's even more limited than our BEV project. It went up in one day 1,700%. So these are some. We're not saying that this is guaranteed across the board, but with what we are seeing as an average, if a person puts in like $100,000, they're creating about 30%, which is basically $30,000 every single month off their $100,000 investment. That's what we're seeing on average right now. So the thing is, where and what is out there that can consistently give you that type of return over the next 10 years? And that's what we're really talking about right now. Where can you put money? That's what people ask me every day. Michael, where can you put money where you can get returns that are significant today? Because it doesn't seem like it's there anymore. But in actuality, it really is. It's here right now. And all you have to do is be able to get involved with the projects. The projects that we get involved with, we study, we look at the person who has ownership of it, we look at what they're doing, are they real? We do all of that. And then, of course, you can do your own due diligence as well. But at the end of the day, these are the projects that are absolutely hot right now, and you just want to make sure you get in early. So to wrap up, what do I mean by that? Well, the people that got into Bitcoin in 2009 got in at 0.008. We know that it got up to about 69,000, really over that amount. So the same thing here. You want to get in early. We also know that with Bitcoin, it has. So the earlier that you get in, the more that you make in the beginning. And as it proceeds and it progresses, you make less because it's not creating as many tokens year after year. And our halving is not 4 years. Most of our projects are halving is a year. And even some of them, like our BEV project, is every 4 months. So just imagine how fast things can grow, how fast things can create on this side, because it's having and burning something that Bitcoin doesn't do. Bitcoin does have, but it doesn't burn. So now you've got two different mechanisms that is allowing you to be confident that this is going to happen. We can't guarantee anything on when you're dealing with investments, but if you have something that over history has done it over and over again successfully, then you can be, it can be more predictable when it comes to that, right? That's what we're looking for. So anyway, I just wanted to kind of go over some of these things with you.
Yeah. Okay, Michael, before I see a caller with her, his or her hand is raised, but my question now is if they want more information, please give us that, your information, so that you might be able to help some people out, and also the information regarding Tuesday's call with you.
Yeah, so basically when they text me, I'm going to be sending them a flyer, a direct flyer to our meeting on Tuesday, okay? And so my number, so my number is 954-330-3077. Again, it's 954-330-3077. And what you want to do is text free. That's really important because it allows me to know that you're part of this group. And when you text free, you also want to text your first and last name, your email, and, of course, your number is going to pop through on your text. But these are the things I need is your first and last name, your email. And also, if you can tell me where you're from, you know, what country, you know, what city, what state, that's going to allow me to know when to call you back so that I can give you further information. Now, when you do text me that, let me know what it deals with. So if it's Daisy, just put in there Daisy. If it deals with WCL, put in WCL. If it deals with our new project, just put in new project, commodities, or whatever, just say new project if you want to. That allows me to know what your interest is so that when I call you, I'm already aware of what you want. Now, if you say new project, I'm also going to be sending you a flyer of our meeting on Tuesday. That Tuesday meeting is not going to be like this. You're going to see things. You're going to hear things. Your confidence is going to be extremely high about our projects because we're going into detail. Make sure you allot about an hour for that call because we do go into the details of our projects. And then from there, you're going to get somebody that's going to step you through the startup process, how to get started with us, and everything. So you're not going to be left alone. We're going to help you through that startup process and get you acclimated within our group, okay?
Okay, and that call for Tuesday, Michael, is at 9:30 Eastern?
Correct. So it's going to be at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. So try to buy that time out. If you're a person right now and you're on this call and you're like, wait a minute, I really need to do something with my funds or I need to create some because I just don't feel comfortable with what's going on, that's the call to be on because you're going to get the details. You're going to watch videos.
Okay.
You're going to look at certain things. You're going to look at some technical analysis, and that's going to be really good, okay?
Okay. And how long is that call? Is it an hour call?
Yes, it is an hour call. You want to allot an hour for that call.
Okay. All right. Why don't we do this before I bring this individual in? Zora, are you still there? Oh, hold on a second. Let me see if I can get Billy. Hey, Billy? Can you do me a favor, or Zora, are you still here with us? I just unmuted them. Hello?
Hello?
Is this, Zoraya?
Yes.
Or Zora. You know, I would like your dad just to kind of chime in here for, you know, a couple of seconds or a minute. I just kind of wanted to get his point of view in regards to what is presently happening in the crypto world versus the, well, we know what's happening with the fiat, that's down the drain already. But just in regards to the projects and things like that that Michael has, if you will. Unless you know. What is he going to say?
No, I don't know what my father's going to say. I'll bring my father through.
Yeah. Oh, I appreciate it. I know it's a lot of doing this. We really appreciate it, Zuraya. Thank you so much. You've been a very valuable person here for so many people.
Beloved gods and goddesses.
So sorry to kind of catch you again midstream here. Could you give us your thoughts regarding a lot of this work? Sounds like a lot of work. I've got both Matt as well as Michael, you know, beautiful Michael, and Matt, and just tell us a little bit about your feelings about all of the projects that he's working on now, the new ones, as well as just, you know, back to, you know, IMC is now called EVANY, Avani, and et cetera. Tell us how you feel about all this stuff. And Michael.
It's going to get more profitable, of course. And,
okay.
Of course, it's going to raise in rates, of course, as well. So if you can afford it, do it.
Yeah. So the crypto that and all the projects that he's referring to, those are really the route to go versus keeping your money in the bank, would you say? Oh, you
yes,
have some
better than
for right now.
Better than putting it, better than having it in an IRA, or better than having it in a savings account. Yes, much better than that. And of course, it's going to.
So crypto is going to be around for a long time. Crypto is going to be around for a long time.
Time until it's time for the world to go into a barter and trade system.
Correct. So the projects that Michael has already in place, apparently they seem like they're already growing. So we better stick with Michael in regards to all this stuff, right?
Of course.
Of course. Okay, Michael. You got a lot of work ahead. And Matt also. So, all right, Zora. I think we're done. Thank you so much. I don't know, Matt or Michael, if you wanted to say a couple, if you have a question or whatever for Zora.
No, Matt? We're really good. And, you know, I just wanted to bring Matt back on just for a quick moment, for a couple things with Matt. Because like I said, he's a great example because he's just one that really executes on follow through. And so I just want to ask him a couple things on gold and what we're doing right now and how we're helping a lot of the leaders and people coming through. So Matt, if you're there, can you just let everybody know right now within our core leadership group and, you know, the goals that we have right now that we've set to ensure that people have success. So what is initial goal and how have you done on accumulation? We talk about accumulation all the time. But if you can just kind of talk about that with folks, just briefly, that would be great.
Yeah. Thank you, Michael.
Excuse me. Yes, the kind of the goal that we have set right now is for everybody to reach a goal of 10 million tokens across these various commodity-backed projects that we're talking about. And the good thing about these projects, because of the mining of the projects, is that people can reach those goals much faster than they even can imagine, because some of the projects are mining really, significantly quickly. You could literally log into your office and watch tokens being generated as closely as like every second or two, three times a minute. You know, so that's really fascinating. Mm-hmm. As far as accumulation. On my part, I'm already in the neighborhood of around 7 million tokens across various projects. So kind of working towards that goal. And that was generated in since we kind of got involved with it in November. So it can be done very quickly.
All right.
Yes.
Very good. Okay. We have only 30 seconds or a minute. Let me open up this guy. Thank you so much for that, Matt. All right, 6328, do you have a question for Michael? Hello? Okay, all right. All right, never mind.
I have a question for Michael.
Okay, go ahead. You got 60 seconds, Zaria.
Well, you already know what my question is going to be.
Michael, of course,
can you call us right after the call, please?
Of course.
We knew that. The whole world knew that, Zaria. Okay. Thank you so much, Michael and Matt. You guys are amazing. That was very informative. That was a really beautiful summary, review, et cetera. We look forward to your call. If you want to be on that call for Tuesday, please go ahead and text Michael at 954-330-3077. Please put in the word free and then your full name, your email, where you're from, city, state, country, and also your topic, whether it's new project or whether it's WCL or days, whatever. All right, everybody, we love you. Have yourselves a wondrous, glorious, and loving day, everyone. And thank you, Michael and Matt. Thank you for this wonderful
call. Yes, we highly encourage people to get on that call. Very, very informative. Thank you.
You bet. Okay, we agree. Okay, we love you all, and thank you.